let us look at some of the characteristics of the world's main religions. First of all, Buddhism. Buddhism was founded about 2,500 years ago by Prince Siddhartha Gautama, who lived from about 563 to 483 BC in northeast India. He was known as Buddha, a Sanskrit title meaning the Awakened One. Its main writings are contained in a number of sacred books called the Pali Canon. Pali is the Indian language in which they are written, and a vast collection of Sanskrit, Tibetan, and Chinese sacred texts. There are now some 256 million believers, mainly in Southeast Asia and the Far East. Next, Christianity. This was founded about 2,000 years ago by Jesus Christ, who lived from about 7 BC to AD 30. Its writings are contained in the Bible. There are now about 1,200 million believers in the world, including some 806 million Roman Catholics, 343 million Protestants, and 74 million members of the Eastern Orthodox Church. So, let's move on to Confucianism. Confucianism was founded about 2,500 years ago by the philosopher Kongzi, known by the Latin name Confucius, who lived from about 551 to 479 BC. His teachings are contained in what are now called the Analects, from the Greek word analekta, meaning a collection of facts and sayings. There are now about 275 million believers, mainly in China and Taiwan. Now, Hinduism. Hinduism is the European name for the Santana Dharma, the eternal law. The earliest Hindu text, the Rig Veda, dates from before 1000 BC. But the best-known texts are the Upanishads, Brahmanas, and Puranas, collectively called the Veda, or knowledge. The most popular text is the Bhagavad Gita. There are now about 500 million believers in India and in Indian communities throughout the world. Islam. Islam was founded about 1400 years ago by the Prophet Muhammad, who lived from about AD 570 to 632. Its holy scripture is the Quran. There are now about 1,100 million believers throughout the world.